Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello, it's Red News Podcast 224, and John Alexander Gordon. It's the 27th of April, 2024, of the Lord Saviour Christ, and we are playing Burnley, Bob Lord Bastards. And I've feared all along we're going to lose this 0-1, so sorry, Prophet of Doom. And me and Nathan should have a sponsored, you know, those sumo big costumes you can hire out
right.
over Erik ten Hag, because I'm now going to say something that's going to annoy you, because people are wound up by him saying that we're not going to be competing next year. But if you look at his question, quotation properly from Andy, Andy's question, it was, look, you can't go, we know that, so there's searing honesty, but he said if we buy the right players, then you may get to there quicker. So he's speaking rational, but it's one of those things where you don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear honesty, but if he talks deluded...
No, I'd rather him be honest.
Yeah, you know.
Like, that's what I've said. You know, we've sort of disagreed over his reaction to the Coventry game. I noticed, I listened to it back from the other day, and I said Luton, and I should have said Coventry.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. So, I noticed that at the time, but forgot to point it out.
But... I, like the other day when everyone's like, oh, he's come out fighting, and you know, and apparently he banned some
yeah, which is what a few of us said.
It's like, yeah, and I get it, and like we said, like I like coming out fighting, but do it at the right time. And I still think that, you know, he was fighting the wrong fight there, because he came out after the Coventry game and was saying stupid things. And I don't see any problem in that being reported, because the things that he was saying were stupid.
Yeah, and they're there to... But you know that their job is to hunt blood.
Oh, of course, so, yeah. But if he's saying things that are silly, then that's his own fault.
Yeah, we're allowed to call him out for it. Yeah. A few things. Hate of the week is the tram. You know when you pay? If people pay, I do. The slot to get the ticket is so impossible. You'd need, like, Lego hands to get the ticket out. Why have they done that? Right, a few things.
People in the 21st century just tap on and off.
Yeah, I don't do that. Just cash is king. Right, okay, also the usual mag pill. I'm obviously getting, you know, because it was 298 at this stage last year, and really kind, 201, there's a lot of support out there. But that's 97 behind, and we've now only got 96 days. So, as I keep repeating,
but
it can't...
How long ago did you start it?
Same date, same pretty much.
So, how many days ago?
So, about a month.
So,
yeah, there's still plenty of time. But we're
you're
just,
like halfway.
But usually people sub early, and I realise times are tough. So, the thing is just, I'd say, like, for podcast and mag, it's everything we keep going. If we don't reach that, we can't do it. So it's not waiting for someone else to do it, if you can. And it's 28 quid PDF, 45.50 print, or you can donate, or you can donate a sub. So if you can, if you really support the fanzines, please do. Now it's now on, you know, it's now on ever, and I do think, as we keep saying, we're as important as ever. So right, the question I'm going to ask, we're going to do more afterwards because there's a few people joining us, is what is the United way? And what Nick, I'm going to take exception for Nick, a few things, because he was out last night and he said
he's late.
What was his quote at 11:50?
I'm on the tram. I'm fresh.
So he's late, he's missed an Uber, and he slandered me because I didn't say, Barney says De Gea or Onana next season. My exact phrase was, it's exactly fitting of batshit crazy that United, that you could see a new manager coming in and they re-signed De Gea. That's what I was saying. Do you see it beyond the realms of Piccadilly? Right, Piccadilly Gardens is really grim. Really grim. Someone's got to help do something. I walked through there and I thought, not just the comparison when I first walked through there in 1976 when it was flowers, the whole thing is an eyesore and designed terribly, but it's just so sad on so many levels. And the homeless is absolutely ridiculous. It's just like, it just made me really feel like, how can people just ignore it? Right, Eric, we forgot to say on the game, Ericsson's brain and body is both lacking now. He looked absolutely, and like he's a man asking for game
was what,
time.
The other day when I was at Nick's watching the semi, and Ericsson came on, and me and Nick spent the first 10 minutes after he'd come on trying to decide whether he just had really white hair or if he'd just gone really bald.
I did.
And the question, and the answer was, he's just gone really bald.
I did laugh at the picture that he's linked with a move to Turkey and someone put a load of fake hair on him. he looked like a Scandinavian singer on the Eurovision. Right, we were saying on Wednesday, funnily enough, not on this, that clubs want more in-app purchases. You know, move to app, so you pay on an app, everything. And what Arsenal and Spurs have, they have loads of fans stay behind. I sometimes meet after Arsenal and Arsenal season ticket holder, and I said, oh, we're in the boozer on Upper Street. And he goes, no, I have my 2 pints after the game to reflect and watch. And I'm like, what? But they obviously, you know, latte Arsenal gooners, they like doing that sort of stuff. So United are trying.
In the ground, you mean?
Yeah, but they have obviously more facilities and more on offer. I love the way that we're doing it in East End. You're going to have to queue.
So the United have put a thing out yesterday, didn't they, saying from today you can stay behind in the concourse for an hour or something.
Yeah, and it's hyped as you can watch the 5:30 game till 6:15 and we're going to close you out. So again, United just doing United things. Why not? If you're going to trial it, offer it out. There's a helicopter every home game now, isn't there, circling? I think, is that the gym sussing it all out? Yeah. Like with a pen and a bar.
So this thing, like, I get it. Like, you know, if and when it's done up or there's a new stadium that, like, you know, Sir Jim's already said about wanting to keep people here, because obviously that's what makes money, doesn't it? But I can't see many people wanting to stay around. Like, I get that people may want to stay to beat the rush, you know, like the waiting round a little bit before the tram, while the trams die down or something. But I would never want to just stand in that concourse for an extra hour after the game.
Will you sell?
I'd rather sell than stuff.
No, I mean, you could go around selling in there. Oh. They wouldn't let us. I thought Nick's... I'm picking on him now. Sorry, Nick, you're not here.
He should be here.
He is late. You know. Relegation's a tad severe. I don't think we need relegation to sort this mess out. He did come up with something good, though, during the game when they sang, most people guffawed silently when they sang "How Shit Must You Be, We're Winning Away," and yeah. Nick said when we went ahead we should sing "How Shit Must You Be, We're Winning at Home," and I said get it going, and then we started chatting about the dynamics of a football song. At what point is the optimum moment to get that song going? But he didn't. I'd still go for Harry Kane this summer. I repeat that. Anything, Nathan?
It feels like this game's come around really quickly.
Yeah, it does.
Really quickly.
And why is it still cold? And I regret not wearing long johns at the end of April. Why? It was raining. Why?
Today, if we're talking about today...
I can't talk about the weather.
You can if you want.
No, go on.
I think today could be really tricky. Because I think they've got more to play for than Sheffield United did, because there's still a chance that Burnley could stay up. So they're going to be, you know, I said the other day, we struggled against the Championship team and we struggled against, like, rooted bottom of the league. So anything could happen today. I would not be surprised if there's an upset. Would it be an upset?
Sheffield United and Burnley at home. What a double header that is. And the thing is, like I said, you know, I was happy that we beat Sheffield United, and then you think, like, that's the level we're at, that I'm happy we beat Sheffield United.
I think Eric say that Mount will be back in the squad today, which is something,
yeah,
because
but that's a really peculiar season as well, isn't it?
And it is, but then that's just him being injured, isn't it? And like, hopefully next season will be better, but that'll mean, hopefully, that instead of having to bring Ericsson on, you're bringing on him, and that will be a world of difference because he can actually move.
Will Ahmed get a start? No.
Probably not. Is Rashford fit again? I don't know. I'm not sure. What
does anyone care?
Not really.
What did you think about his tweet or his manager PR people's tweet at 12:30? Bit odd, isn't it? It's like Rooney shadow boxing on FIFA at 2 a.m. What? You go to bed.
It's just the same thing again, isn't it? You know, you can talk all you want, but prove it, do something, and like, that's all we want. Like, you know, I don't know if we're going to mention it on here, but like, we're due to have a kickabout on the pitch, aren't we, at the end of the season, thanks to you, like, sorting us out. And I've joked saying I'm going to want to be on that pitch and run around 10 times more than he looks like he wants to.
Well, what was his enough is enough mention? what is enough for it now? Because we've reached the enough is enough. If he's at the enough is enough, and like you haven't even done enough, so we were talking.
That's the thing. People will stop complaining when it looks like it gets a shit. You know, there are times where you know someone might not be good enough, but at least they look like they're giving their all, and that's the bare minimum.
The interesting thing on last Monday, I forgot to say that everyone who went said they felt really shattered on the Monday morning. I thought that's just from watching United.
Yeah.
That's what this is doing to us.
Yeah.
I did like feel shell shocked and just wanted to get out of the way, get to the final in a Hail Mary pass. We have had people saying, you know, like we didn't get shove it up your arses, thankfully, on after the game. That the weirdest one is where can I buy a condom half an hour before kickoff? I've had someone ask me. Wow. But this week I got an email to Red News saying, does Red News want to buy any bird seed from China?
Is that a euphemism?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I'd rather the penis enlargement. Thank you very much. How you, mate? Good luck.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, yeah.
What do you reckon today?
Well, the season's over, isn't it, pretty much? Should beat Burnley, but, you know, should beat Coventry.
I don't like seeing McLaren race to his TV screen.
What?
You know, when someone scores a goal, McLaren races to the screen.
To look at
as
it
if,
again.
Like, what difference is it going to make? It's going to make no iota. Right, Nick's still not here, is he?
Nick's still late.
Right, we better get started. If you had to choose, I mean, I'd be Ancelotti, but he wouldn't come.
Do you know what?
Who would you choose if you had to?
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? Like, obviously, I was away, I didn't really get to watch any of the City Real Madrid games, but I was just like, Ancelotti is mint. Like, how we've never had him. But then it came into my head that I totally forgot that he was at Everton.
Yeah, he was at Everton.
How have we not had him, but he's been at Everton?
We'll get him when he's 80, won't we? That's the bizarre, Jamie Carragher's commentary is going to extra levels of doing my head in, is, and where's the exit path for the Glazers? Where's the exit path for the Glazers? Is the Klopp lookalike for the Scouse game, who United fans are asking for photos, is a millionaire, which just Google that. But he was talking, he's not German, but he was talking in a German accent. He spoke in a German accent, Klopp. I'm more distraught because I've only had 1.9 hours sleep because of the 5 o'clock train. The bloke on the TikTok videos who sups wine and he gurgles it in his mouth and then he shakes the waiter's hand like a tosser. I think I'd like to be that man in another life. I mean, you could call
drinking
me a tosser.
Drinking red wine with...
And just do you know the one I mean? He's
no.
got grey hair.
No,
and he's a real tosspot. And
look,
then he shakes their hand. I'm going to show you a video of this. Right, come on then. 0-1, Doom.
I think it might be a draw.
Glory, glory, Man United. Nick's got to hate the week and it isn't Manchester United. It's mine. I've had this before, pavement hoggers.
I'd just like this to be a warning to anybody out there that does this. And I don't care if I'm insulting, you know. If you are using some steps and you are coming down them, if you are going to end up going left or right once you've come down those steps, make sure that you go down on the side that you're then going to fuck off in that direction. Why would you go down on the left-hand side and then on the last step cut across everybody?
I find it amazing. It's pavements, it's steps, that someone can occupy the space of five people by just manoeuvring themselves. I think they have, like, pigeon radar. Anyway... I realise I am now digging a trench like Comical Alley properly for the Eric. We didn't have a striker. You take him off. Where's the options? The Kane thing I could just, you know. It's one of those things where we've said it 1,000 times. Why isn't he starting with Ahmed? Why the stubbornness to start with the same team that didn't really work and
Anthony
got a bit lucky?
Well, got a goal.
Anthony Maguire and I thought Casemiro grew into it again. Anthony worked. I didn't get the booing really because Manu was knackered. But if Hoyland's not working,
maybe
and
he's
we're
not
that
done anything
bad,
weak, has he really? Let's be honest.
And we know the answer.
Since he
Manchester United. And Hoyland's done fuck all. You know,
exactly.
Apart from the tackle.
The substitutions, I don't think, were the issue. It's just the fact that.
We've got no
Eriksen
option.
Still
but why are Manchester United with a young striker just like. Using him like a donkey, and whether he, again, as I said, whether he's good enough in the long term or not, Manchester United to do this, and it's see, my defence of Eric is these are ripples that we've seen for a fucking decade now. We had Falco on loan. You know, we have these players come in. We have Stratus Latin in his... So, it's not just on Eric, oh, we've got no strikers. That's been a thing. Manchester United, 25 years ago, four strikers, and we're now relying on a 60, 70% one. And so that's not on Eric. But today is... I keep maintaining that they're not, because if you bring eight people in, the ninth one is going to be the manager. But doesn't he deserve, with all the shit he's got in that squad, doesn't he deserve just a little chance with what they're building? Nick, what did you make of that? We're just walking to the pub and there's outrage, there's anger. The game anger is being taken out on me choosing O'Shea's to go for a pint.
There's game anger. Not from me. To be honest with you, I just really want
a pint.
I don't really care about that because, you know, what's the difference between finishing sixth or seventh conference? Does it really matter in the grand scheme? No, it doesn't. So, you know, these games don't matter and the players realise that. I think the worst thing is, though, is that there's no urgency from anybody when you've got the ball taken, a goal kick. And you've got someone like Anana, who is almost borderline time wasting at home against Burnley at 0-0.
Well, then we play it sideways. Then we play it back. I mean, Pep's got a lot to answer with this fucking play it out the back. There was one moment where Nick joked that was like a quid of our season ticket money, was to see eventually the ball go out of play 45 seconds later. Well, if you're not even good at it, just try something.
Just don't do it. And the thing is, though, as well, is that you saw Kompany sprint down the pitch to get the ball when it went out for a throw-in to throw it back to his team at 0-0, thinking, we can get 3 points.
I do maintain on the Eric thing, this club is so big, it eats players and managers and it consumes them. And Eric is in that black hole spiral where everything is a mistake and everything doesn't come off. You know, I don't think Eric can dig himself out of it, but I'll maintain with the options on the table, just give him a chance to see. But he won't, you know. But who out there is going to change this with the limitations that people on gardening know? There were a couple of things. All during the first half, I thought, and that was before it went proper ticked up, how the fuck does this squad win that cup final? And I have no idea. We've got to shit the bed like the dirtiest, shittier
We know that we're getting players back, don't we? I mean, like I said that.
Yeah, but you can't just put Martinez and Shaw in their first game back.
But it's not going to be the first game back because they sound like they're going to be back like next week, from what he was saying.
Yeah, but Mount was back today, but it will. We fucked off. But how many minutes? You know, like, so if it isn't working and it is insane, then try something else. The second thing is, there were quite a few half and half scarves in K-Stand. What do people do with them? At what point do they put them in a drawer tomorrow and then in a year when they're spring cleaning go, why the fuck did I... What does someone do with Man United Burnley scarf tomorrow, the day after, the year after, the year after that?
I think the half and half scarf thing, obviously it's a weird concept, but I think there is a time when it is acceptable. The only time that I think that they are acceptable is
Europe.
If you're taking your lads to his first game, yeah, for example, whatever, to his first game, and it's just a bit more durable in the programme. That's the only thing that I could think of that you would do it for. But I agree, you know, it's not something. It's a bit cold today. I'm going to whack my half and half scarf on from 4 years ago, Burnley at home. Be a bit of a weird fashion statement.
In all, and I know you disagree whether Ahmad's good enough, but just why aren't you starting
to... It's okay
So also the thing is, you know, the joking on the concourse is that someone said, I don't even want to watch this second half, let alone the first half and then thrown out of Everton versus Brentford. So fuck knows. I said that, you know, people will go expecting they'll see a player and it'll be Fred the Red or Big Al giving it. And welcome to another shit game of 1-1. What is the Manchester United way? I feel we've lost it, that's for sure. We've lost our way, haven't we?
Yeah, well, we don't really have one at the moment, do we? That's the problem. But I think the thing is, though, it's a very uneventful game. There's not really the right way to say to it.
No, but do you see how complicated that debate is about the United way, that you're asking a man who's an outsider, on top of this unfixable squad. And a lad came up in the week and bought the mag, and thanks to everyone who bought the mag today. It's our best third day sales, so all the moans we've had and the rain, best third about a decade. So really, everyone who bought it, support the campaign. But it's like, how is this fixed? Like, not even a year to, you know, we're going back to Shane's, and I blame Shane for saying we were flirting with the title a year ago, and then put in the doom messenger of doom, like the four horses of the apocalypse saying, we won't win a title in 10 years. Well, that's probably now. But it's like, how do you fix this, Nick?
A big overhaul.
We've got to do what we're doing.
The thing is, though, they're too big of an overhaul.
Are you Eric out?
I'm closer to out than in. I mean, the thing is, though, is that I don't think he can save that. And do you know what the thing is, though,
no,
today for the first half, I actually saw some kind of idea and philosophy.
Really?
To try and see.
Jesus.
I could for a good period in that first half.
Right, we'll carry this on. Hang on. Sorry, Nick, you were saying about Wan-Bissaka to play in that.
I just said about, there was a bit of an idea there. The problem is you've got players like Wan-Bissaka and Dallow who aren't exactly the best passers of the ball, and Eriksen's not a great passer of the ball anymore, you know, because he can't keep up with the play. And that's the thing, is that I actually think that what he's trying to do is right, but the players are genuinely bad. So that's the reason why I'm not sure if I'm still Eric in or Eric out. I don't really know how I feel about it. But I think that if you can get some better players, there's no point chopping and changing the manager. You might as well stick and see this through, because I don't know who the alternatives are. I don't think they're necessarily...
But maybe there'll be more... Like, Liverpool are taking a punt on data. There's no one standing... Maybe in October, more people will stand there. I know that's a pretty shit defence on... Anyway, there's a positive thing. Your mind campaign.
Oh, it's been unbelievable. We're £9
well
short.
Well done on that.
£9
running
short, £700.
A 71-year-old man, well done. a man who's never run in his life.
32 minutes.
The mind campaign runs until. And I'll put a little thing in when I.
Honestly, thank you so much though for everyone that's donated. We're at £691 at the moment. The page is open till the very last day. It closes at midnight on the 30th of April. I just want to get another £9 in there. That's all I want to do, get over that 700 mark, which has just been, it's beyond my wildest dreams of what I thought.
Have you got anything to add about United today? I feel very flat.
I think the thing is, though, is it's going to feel very similar to what we were saying through on Wednesday night again as well. I said we can't play two games in a week. We struggle with it. We struggle with one game in a week as we jumped. And again, as I said last week, I do think we struggled to get out of the Championship. We're playing another team that's Championship level today. And, you know, they had more, their keeper certainly, well, our keeper made more saves than theirs did. So
the bright side is we're not in the Championship that we wouldn't get out of. Right, we'll carry this.
Thank God we're not.
Well, I mean, are we talking about today or the season? I mean,
you just said it's done.
I think this season is done, isn't it? You could see that on the pitch today. I mean, what are they fighting for? There was nothing there today, really. When we scored, I thought we were going to be lucky to win this game. And obviously, in the end, we didn't win the game. Once again, we can't hold on to a lead. How many times have we seen that this season? Substitution is strange. I didn't really understand why he took Hoyland off when we were still chasing the game. Don't know if anyone else could see anything. I couldn't. They were like, was he playing particularly badly? Or?
He didn't have a good game.
No, I'm not saying he was, but you're 0-0 at home to Burnley. Who do you want that ball to fall to in the 85th minute or the 90th minute?
Bruno.
if not your centre forward, you know. So that was a strange one. But I don't know, it was just flat really today. And as we just said, it comes down to can we win? How do we win the FA Cup? The only way we can win that FA Cup is doing what Real Madrid did. But can we do that? I mean, we tried to do that in the one that the Etihad in March. To be fair, we did try and defend it. We defended okay for 70 minutes and then we fell off. Can we do what Real Madrid did and sneak it on penalties?
If we play out the back, we're fucked. So he's got, I think, to try something fresh. Shit the place out. Time waste. Be un-United.
But then we signed up with... He made signings where that's where he wants to play.
Yeah, but we can't.
Exactly. So who's that
on.
We said it was so painful watching Onana play out the back. But it's like, I think Eric's been swallowed, you know, the consequence of United, how big it is. And we know he's done. I want to scab the final.
Do you think he's definitely done?
I still hope not, and does anyone else want him to stay?
I would say as recently as Sunday morning, going down to Wembley, I was still in the, let's give him another season, let's see how, you know, he does in a better structure. I think Sunday was a bit of a turning point for me, because it's just been too many times that we've thrown that lead away, you know, and it's basics. You know, we've all seen it, he must have seen it, game after game after game, that we're throwing leads away. You can't win anything, you can't be successful unless you're hard to beat. And yet he's failing to address that problem time after time.
What option does he have? We've got Casemiro at centre-back for 4 games now.
The thing I found strange about Sunday was you've got Casemiro and Maguire at centre-half, right? So when it goes to 3-1, 3-2 even, they're two very experienced players. Why are they not just swatting a ball upfield and just taking the sting out of it? Where's the, you know, the know-how and the game management about it?
But that's how United swat. Casemiro for the penalty. A man who's won a lot and legs might be going, but showed today second half. He's still got the brain where Eriksen doesn't. And he looks shell-shocked. United just does things, weird things. I'm wondering when someone is going to accuse Onana of needing to be arrested, because the assault that was worse than Wolves.
He got away with it against Wolves. I didn't even see it.
It's definitely.
Well, multiple mean no.
No, but Eric, you usually stand with the manager right till the end.
So this time, Barney, I think he's just making too many fucking bizarre decisions. Like Ben said, I don't understand why you take your striker off in a 0-0 game against fucking Burnley, and then take Maynard off, who I thought was having a decent game. He was one of the more creative players in midfield, but just bizarre.
Hello, Nathan. Hello. Did you make of that?
I completely agree with Ben. Like, we took Hoyland off, and you're chasing for a goal. I know that we got one. But at that point, we needed a goal, and you're taking our main outlet off the pitch. I think, like, I know I said before the game, and I said the other day, that is now, within the space of a week, we've arguably been outplayed against a championship team and two teams in the bottom three.
Let's be honest, three championship teams.
And we're fucking unbeaten.
It's
take that.
No. No. It's terrible. I think it's, I said it was going to be a draw. And like, I left when we scored. We didn't deserve to win. We didn't deserve to win today. They deserved the point. We weren't good enough to win today. Again.
They thought they could win. You know, like, we're giving everyone.
They played. Again, they've got a game plan. We've not. What is our game plan? What was our game plan today?
Well, Nick thought he saw it in the first half. I don't know.
I genuinely do think that we had a bit of a plan in the first half. I just don't think we've got the players to pull off what Ten Hag wants. I don't think the striker's clinical enough and gets into the right positions. I don't think the players can pass the ball or pass it properly.
But equally,
I think they're stood in the right position on the pitch.
The shambles of United is that if you bring on another striker, you know, like, him having only Hoyland to work with is not down to Ten Hag. So to get away, I get all the criticism. There is no style of
play. He's partly though, isn't he? Because, I mean, he's
his man signed. Yeah, but he couldn't sign a second fucking man.
But he signed.
No, he overpaid.
But he signed a midfielder that we didn't need. He spent 70 million.
So for all my defence of him, I'm saying he shouldn't be let near a fucking transfer kitty ever again. Which is that. I know. I'm baffling myself sometimes. Because I was much more down the road with Van Gaal, much more down the road with Jose. But I'm equally bored of us going through these end of seasons. I said 8 out of the last 10 end of seasons that felt like this. Then we change the manager. Then we'll have a good year. Yeah! And then in a year or 14, 15 months, and the hope is, yes, they are changing the structure. But until they change the structure, they're not there yet. They're only starting in July. What is the point of changing the deck chairs on the Titanic until you fucking really revolutionise that club? And there's still so much then to go. Because the Glazers are still fucking
there. I know, there. But the way that I said the other day, the only way that they're going to really change it is changing everything.
Just think though, it could be so much worse. You could still be in East End in the concourse now, watching Everton beat Brentford.
Only for the first half. Right.
My quick questions. Was Eric in or out?
Out.
Why?
Just dull football and we're too open.
And what is your United way that you want the next man then to work under?
Attack.
Yeah, but just...
Attack.
We need to defend.
The question you asked me was, what is the United way? And it's attack. Simple as that. I don't like this. The midweek video game, Sheffield United, was the classic, where we just passed and passed and passed that first half. We created absolutely nothing. And if you hardly anyone said anything about it, the second half, all they did was play a long ball, and we created so many more chances. You've just got to recognise that Dutch football is so dull and wrong. Van Gaal, Ten Hag, and that guy that's going to Liverpool will be sacked by Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's it. I made that joke. The only hope is if they're following our template, fucking hell. Danny?
Before you ask me the question, just to follow on what John's just said there, the best form of defence is attack. So, but it's not the defence that's the problem. The midfield is the problem. And we've got, honestly, the midfield is non-existent. And if your midfield's non-existent, then you're putting pressure on your defenders all the time, constantly.
And the manoeuvre, we're over-relying. And I really do think he may hopefully be a generational talent. But if we're over-relying on Manoeuvre, who only started coming through in January...
Yeah, but he's not a defensive midfielder.
I agree.
You know, if you look at... You look at the likes of Scholes, he never bloody defended. He doesn't have to, it's not his game. And mainly it's not his game, but undue pressure's been put on him, totally. You know, he's been in the team, 6 months, less than that, and all of a sudden he's our only hope. I feel sorry for the lad.
So Eric, I'm making it very...
Out.
And why?
Similar to John, slow Dutch football, and also there seems to be no game plan. And no plan B if things aren't going quite right.
Just he's a great one. He never changes it. When it's not working, he won't change it until half time.
Yeah.
And then he changes it to something that it's clear that he could have done after 10 minutes. He never changes it. It's like Van Gaal used to make gigs and Carrick sit on the bench. No one was allowed to move because I've told them what I want them to do and they've got to do it. But if it's not working. And he's just too stuck in his ways when it's just not working.
United way, similar to John, sacking, and you know, you look at the teams over the years that haven't been very good and didn't win things. You look in Tommy Dock's era, you look at it, was always enjoyable to watch, you know, and now it's we're all, you know, for yourself, we're all chatting about mundane shit, we're not even watching after time. And we're leaving 25 minutes to go because it's shit.
It's also modern football, that, though.
Yeah, I think
modern
right,
football
yeah.
is all about they want to pass possession. And pass and
possession. Well, that playing out the back to just because we're not good at it, kicking the ball out of play baffles me. Riaz, Eric,
well, in or out? In, definitely.
Why?
Because. One, I don't think it matters because we've tried lots of other different managers and it really doesn't... John's making rude sounds to me and it doesn't matter anymore. Two, I can't name a viable alternative, so Eric in for at least one more season.
Me and John are better.
Oh, God, that's been lost in the midst of time, that. So, quick, fast-flowing football, attacking, wingers, adventurous play. I don't like the safe... sort of dull football that we've seen. I want it to be quick, I want us to be brave, I want us to try and take it, and if it doesn't work out, I'd rather lose seeing that than see what we're seeing now. Really would.
Your thoughts?
I would keep the manager Because, as Riaz said, I don't think there's any viable alternative, and I would hate to see these players get rid of another manager. You know, like certain players outlast another manager. I don't think he's been given the tools to do what he needs to do. I think it was always a four-year job. And so it'd be wrong to end that after 2 years. I think he's had a terrible second, you know, sophomore year. There's been a definite sophomore slump after a good first year. And I'm not happy with everything he's done. I think he makes some baffling decisions at times. But so did Ferguson. I know we shouldn't always harp back to Ferguson. But I would give him another year, at least.
And this mythical, so if Wilcox is working with a United way, you know, he's got to decide, which I am worried about. What would you think? What do you think it is?
Well, it doesn't exist anymore. It's like myths and legends, isn't it? I don't think there is a United way. You couldn't play with two wingers. You couldn't play 4-2-4 or 4-4-2 in this era and hope to be successful. So it's just sort of like save that for the sort of like the history books and the YouTube videos.
They're deciding, and one man is coming in to decide from top to bottom what every manager is going to work with. And I more agree with you than don't. That this is like, because football should change on a game by game basis. Fergie's most successful latter period were changing it at Euro to be quite un-United.
Yeah, but there's never going to be another Ferguson who is in control of every facet of the club. Like, clearly, the plan is to adopt the model of Bayern Munich, Man City, where you've got, you know, whereas, you know, basically, you've not got a manager, you've got a head coach in future. And I don't think that's a completely, I don't not agree with that plan. I think the job is too big for one person to oversee every facet of the club. So they've got to entrust it to somebody. If they've decided that Wilcox is that person, then put him in place, you know, and make sure he's supported by other competent people.
How do we win the cup final?
We've probably got, last year I probably, in my head, I thought we had like a 20% chance. And if we get three or four players back, then we probably got a similar thing. I thought we played well last year, other than conceding a goal after 12 seconds or whatever it was. I thought we, if we can replicate that, then we've got a fair chance. I thought we played all right. Last 20 minutes, we were like properly like Adam pinned back and we had to do it. So,
do you have hope?
I'm always optimistic.
Are we having that?
Well, am I? All right. Okay.
The man who said there's only doom to look forward to.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Not really. Do we expect us to win? No. But will I go there hoping we might? Yes. One thing I will say is I won't be anything like that game, that cup final last year was fucking horrendous. I can't remember ever being so nervous in a football match, you know, given what's at stake, desperate for them not to win the treble. I'm not bothered this time. If we get beat this time, I'll just like walk away and that's it. Because last year was the one for me. It was like, it was massive to stop them doing that.
Hello, Madrid.
Well, fantastic, wasn't it? I've got like a complete 100 Champions League boycott, but I turned it on like 15 minutes after it had finished. Well, I didn't turn it on. I checked the score, saw they were playing extra time, and then got like increasingly focused on my phone and like checking the score every 2 minutes. About 3 minutes to go, I thought, what are you doing? Turned it on, watched the last 3 minutes and watched the penalties. Fantastic. Congratulations, Madrid.
This is the life of that. When I go to reflect on this season, that penalty shootout is probably one of my highlights. Of, yeah. You know, that's it. Because we haven't got any here.
That and that Merseyside derby the other night. Which was fantastic as well.
So we've become the 80s. We're you know, reflecting in the glare of other people not doing things. You know, there's an overwhelming sense of sadness, Paul, where we are.
But this is what we've been reduced to, isn't it? Just clutching at straws. But we'll carry on, and we just. But yeah, it's sad times. But in comparison to most, we've still got it great, haven't we?
We're moaning about another cup final.
We're in a cup final. We're going to qualify for Europe again. You've got to put it in some kind of perspective. It's like, you know, we're not older, are we? We're not Bury. You've got to keep some kind of perspective. I know there's a bit of a gallows humour about it, and it's doom and gloom, but it's not that bad, really, in comparison to what a lot of people can go through. It's like, and there's probably about 30 of us in here now. It's like there's a big crew out today.
It is a good point, because it's not that bad, and then I think it was that bad. But it isn't so bad, so it's a lot of bad to
me. What I will say though, bit of a shout out, Mikey's done us today. He's in the execs today, exec tickets. Him and Dunham. So probably going to be a no show.
Right, Nathan, how do we win the FA Cup final?
We know.
Paul's just made a good, you know, like, our worst, our sadness, like, our downness is a cup final, you know, like, I remember someone, you know, going, oh, how are you feeling? They'll ask me on Monday, and they'll go, you know, like, you're going to Wembley again. Something they'll never do.
Honestly, we're all dead negative about it now, but in a month's time, we're skipping down Wembley Way, and it's warm outside, and we're all in our shorts.
I don't wear shorts
at football. Cup final Nick was like last year.
I find that odd.
It was very giddy. So, and I know that's going to come back again. And if you want to do it, there's fucking loads of stories. You've got David and Goliath, for a start. You've got Wigan beating them a couple of years. Just play that 90 minutes back.
You kept saying.
Just play that.
You
just
get 10 years ago with that.
What? You sort of depressed me by going, when I was asking it, and you went, be a Wigan, you know, like, so there's a part of the thing that is so complicated, life is complicated, that we're doing, you know, we're in a cup final, that's good, yes, we're not totally shit, but yes, we're in a sort of spot that's doom ridden.
I think the frustrating thing is they'll probably turn up. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's games like these ones where in these sort of games they're not turning up for them, but they'll turn up for this one. They will turn up for the final, because it's more about personal pride than it is about being good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's so. How do you? You know, so again, it goes back to, I feel like, the Eric thing, but it's in the players, the culture. And he did say, like Jose, you know, how do you get these? But Pep obviously does. I fucking hate, he's spitter, he always spits. I can't stand the fact he's always spitting. But he can make those players, and they're on the piss and they're doing shit stuff off the pitch.
But it's easy when you're winning.
Here's one for you. This is how we win the cup final. City are in a title race, right? All the way down to the last game of the season, most likely. We stopped playing football weeks ago. None of them fuckers move on the pitch, apart from Garnacho and Bruno. So we're going to be fresh as daisies when that cup final comes around. That's how we win it. Ten Hag's just playing 4D chess. That's what it is.
He told me that during the game, and I was like, do you know what I was doing today? Which is horrible. I was clock watching. No, but I was
I just want to say, like, at this point, there was a guy who came and bought the mag for me today. I didn't get his name, but he came over and he was like, I'm buying this because he really likes listening to the podcast. He was like, compared to all the others, it's just some blokes chatting in the pub, and I think that this just sums it up. That's what it is. That's what it is. I can't remember what his name is, but I appreciate that he said that he really enjoys it. So,
Right, I'm going to get a few more things and then we're going to have another drink. Fuck it.
Hey, it's all alright. We'll be alright with a cup.
Will
final.
It? Is it?
Final, yeah.
Is it? Will you feel? I will feel sad when I hear Eric's gone. I don't know why. I can't pinpoint my. There's no, like, yes, get in, you know, like a Jose shit the bell. Quick summarization of
today. Do I have to?
Thanks for selling, Duncan.
It was a pre-season friendly vibe, wasn't it? Everyone switched off the cup final. I think that's just it. There's no, you can't apply rhyme and reason to that, can you? Just, I don't know what to say.
Where do you stand on the manager?
Stick with him.
Why?
Because two reasons. I think we need to stick with him because if we get rid of him, it shows the players we get rid of managers, and it will just continue. And in the future, if there is a great manager out there, it will send a message out we don't stick with managers and may put them off actually joining.
And the question I've been asking, if Wilcox is to install a United way, what is it?
It's just a try. There isn't a particular pattern of play. He's literally just don't give up.
That's it. Do you think they've given up on him?
Yes and no. I think there's also a lack of quality. Our peers now are Villa and Tottenham. So if you said to Villa and Tottenham, come and choose any players you want of ours, how many would they take? Four? It's just a lack of quality, isn't there? You've got Maynou and Garnacho, who realistically shouldn't be relying on them for the future. Then you've got Bruno and Maguire, and obviously injured Martinez and Shaw. That is it.
How do we win an FA Cup final?
Sorry.
How do we win the final?
Look. Just keep trying. The smaller teams, you know, lesser teams do win finals. The one-off games, shocks happen. You've just got to. I don't think there's any tactical way. I think it's just give your all for 90 minutes. And
you're always optimistic.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you on the United barometer?
Low. It's going to take a long time to fix because we've got players who are overpaid, suboptimal in terms of quality, and on long contracts. So Sir Jim Ratcliffe isn't going to come in and be able to fix this in a year, 2 years. It's going to take 3 or 4 years for all those contracts to be flushed out of the system and start again.
Patience again.
It's just patience again. The trouble is, it's wearing thin because we've heard the stories before, haven't we? For 10 years, we've heard the story. And I was thinking about this last night. It's not post Ferguson. This is since 2005, isn't it? And the only reason we had success is because of Ferguson and what the credit that was already in the bank with the players we already have. You know, we heard the no value in the market for years when quality players were available and wanted to come, and we didn't sign them and continue that success. And by the end, Ferguson was wringing out the flannel to win those matches. So this isn't a post-Ferguson thing. This is a Glazer thing, isn't it?
But it's a multitude of issues that will take. But then you get, you know, like some people, the 10 years, if you're good, you can... If things work together, football can fix itself quicker than you seem at the time.
That does.
Mark, shuffle up, we're going to get Russell.
I do appreciate that sound pretty negative, but Liverpool, I guess, have done that. They've done it on a lesser budget, but like they have come together. They've had a plan. They've had a strategy. But we are literally threadbare now with FFP. We've got real room to manoeuvre.
Russell, this is done right. I'm gonna close to you. What did you make of today?
Excellent, United. That's only 1-0. Story of the season, isn't it? It's not great.
And Eric's future?
He's got to be under pressure.
What would you do?
No idea. Because I don't think the squad's good enough, so new manager, I don't think it's going to improve it unless they get the right players. Right? We've been saying they need 10 new players for a few seasons now, and then they get 2 or 3 or 4, and not necessarily the right ones either, in my opinion.
And I asked you before the game to think of the Manchester United way.
Well, I mean, not everyone's reading the mag, but your editorial, the latest one, sums it up for me. Brilliant. Family, United, mates.
Well, you wrote a very lovely moving piece to your late brother.
Yeah, and I was going to say, thanks very much for that, Barney. Really appreciate it. It's awesome. Sorry?
United is not...
Yeah, it's not just about the results. It's about, you know, watching United with mates. Just, I mean, something special about it, isn't it? I mean, results will be up and down. You know, you'll have good and bad times, but it's all about family and the connections and the people you meet along the way. And obviously the odd moment like Liverpool game. I mean, you don't forget things like that, as you said. It's just...
Well, even in a season of shit, we have had.
Have that, so you're lucky to have that because... I mean, with that side, you're lucky to have moments like that because they're not good enough, pure and simple, I don't think.
So one moment left. Cup final.
And I mean...
There's a lot of sad... I'm going to end it now. Anything.
You never know in the cup final.
You
could get lucky.
We all look... All right. Okay. Cheers, everyone. Thanks for the support. Support Nick's thing. And it is, there's 30 of us now. United is, and what the shouters on YouTube, it's fucking special. Even our, like in an hour, we'll be bouncing and hugging each other. It is special. It's just, someone's just said, I wish I'd stayed in the East End concourse to see Everton 0, Brentford 0. Fucking hell. What a time.
Good. Right, are we live now? Yeah. Right, okay. All right, fucking up. Ban it. For the listeners, bit of context. We've been in a lounge. It's been a chicken dinner, 2 balls red, a few pints of magic. I've heard we've not discussed the Man United app recently. So just for any listeners that are listening that don't know, I know 90% of you will know, but anyone that doesn't know, apologize, give us the headlines about what they're introducing.
No,
fuck off. You'll be explaining better than me. Headlines, what they're trying to introduce, just to give people a bit of background on it.
I can't believe,
I'm putting it on you.
I can't believe I'm like 5 pints in myself and you like pointed this in my direction.
Fucking right.
Right, well, as you know, the app next season is outrageous. In the, basically, it's fucked everyone up for tickets, hasn't
it? Well, what they're saying is 17. They dropped down to 15 out of 19 games. You've got a
15 out of 19 games, but it's the ball ache of rather than us being able to like liberally share tickets, you can't do that anymore. You can only receive tickets on a single device.
Right. There was more meat on the bones than that, yeah. And he's fucking skating around it.
Michael.
Now I'm under persuasion. I don't know all the details. I've got angry about it midweek.
You're now the editor.
Yeah.
No. He's going full pelt.
No.
Michael, you got very very angry about this and said, midweek. "Get me on the pod at the weekend." You're on the pod now. Tell me your beef.
The beef is...
You're outraged, aren't you?
No, the beef, when this kicks off midweek, and everyone know, and people you know will know, when this kicks off midweek, it was a road... Sorry, Barney.
Nick is watching the NFL draft live.
What, right now? Well, this is news.
This is news.
I know he is as well.
He is as well. All right. Well, there we go. And that's red news. We're all over the place.
Michael, come on.
No, when the beef kicked off midweek about the fucking United up and all this shit. Anyway, fuck it, I'm getting distracted today. Barney, I'm trying to concentrate here. What my overall feeling about it was sad to begin with. And I was sad and I was pissed off because in my head I'm seeing it as another nail in the coffin. It's, we called it early on that QR codes are coming this later this year, the end of next season. Everyone called it. It's not just us. Everyone knew what was coming. But I really feel it's a watershed moment, and it feels like another nail in the coffin. And we're going down a road now where there's no end in sight. And we all knew it'd happen, but it's happening.
Yeah.
And I was sad to begin with, and now I'm fucking pissed off about it, and I'm fuming about it, and I'm thinking there's Reds that go. Widely apart, other Reds who pass tickets between each other. People sort those who sort each other and sort those who, you know, help each other and blah de blah. And I don't know what the answer is to it as such, but I feel like it's another nail in the coffin. I don't get dramatic about it, but I feel within 5-6 seasons, it's going to be to a point where people are sick of jumping through fucking hoops to go to the match. And it just gets to the point where you think, well, fuck it then. And I know times change, and my generation is going to be different than your generation, and everyone changed with the times. And like my dad before me would say, it's not what it used to be. And then I go to the match, and then you know, my kids or younger generation will say, it's not, you know, and I'll say to them, it's not what it used to be. I get that, and the times change, but I feel like it's a real nail in the coffin, and it's a watershed moment, and we're going down the road now. All these forwarding tickets, you can forward as many times as you want. Within 5 years, it won't be as forward as many times as you want. It'll be forward 5 times, 3 times, 2 times. It gets to the point where it's impossible to keep your ticket going. I don't want to be held to ransom by a fucking football club about when I want to go to the fucking match. If I get up on a Friday morning and go to work, I've had a shit day, and me fucking missing, well, or my mum's like, or whatever it is. And I go, I'm not going to go tomorrow, I'm going to give it to my brother. I don't want to be held to ransom about the fact that I can't do that. I pay me money, been going to the match, and I know, you know, when everyone's in the same boat, I don't think it's right. And I feel like we're going down that road now where this is what's happening. I don't know if people feel the same.
Everyone feels the same.
Yeah, but I don't know if people's that fucking pissed off about it. Because I know people roll with the punches and whatnot. But and times change. Like, we know we'll be there next week. We'll be there next year and whatever. But I just feel that's the way it's going. And I don't know.
Mate, considering you're pissed, that was incredibly fucking lucid.
Precise.
Yeah. No, that's fucking
And that's 2 bottles of Malbec and a roast chicken dinner at the fucking Knights Lounge. Thank you very much.
And there you go. Thank you very much. Good night.
Right, on a final note, I'm joined by Brian, who I interrupted during Rashford. So we've got so many, as is United's way, we've got about 1,000 other subjects to go on after that. But to the Rashford.
The way I look in Rashford is, I think he's a confidence player, and I think there's more going on with him behind the scenes than people probably realise, and we should be backing him rather than, you know, if he's not playing well, he should be dropped. But some of the vitriol that, you know, our fans are coming up with, it's just not right. We should back our players. Unless they do something completely wrong, we should back them. I actually think he's just going through a bad spell. I think one of the reasons Ollie lost his job was Rashford missed the start of that season with a shoulder injury. And he played through the previous season when he shouldn't have, and as a result he suffered. And so I think we should back him. I don't think he's ever going to be 30 goals a year. And the
if I got
15 goals and I got him playing as a player that looked happy, he'd be a huge asset to us. But
and my criticism of him was that he became the main man, you know, but his people were asking, you know, like, that's the main deal.
Yeah, I don't know the story behind all that, and I suppose that's where you guys know better than us from afar.
Sorry, bro.
No worries.
I'm grabbing for my pint.
No
this
worries.
This is what you know.
You know, you guys probably know more than the rumour mill, you know, back here. And, you know, maybe there was people pushing him to be the guy, and maybe he didn't want it, you know. And so it's funny, there was a comment on Twitter today from, I think it's your man, Phil De Bruyne, and he hit the nail on the head, you know, a very well thought out post about what we don't know about players and stuff. And I went down into the comments, and the first thing that somebody said was, you know, well, I spend my wages and to get the season ticket, and he should do this or do that. I think there's a sense of entitlement that all fans have got since social media has come along. That,
but I also think that's down to the gap that the club, and some of it's understandable, puts between player and fan. So where we were mingling with players for the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and the early part of the 90s has gone. So we don't know, you know, all we see is the garishness.
Well, that's the problem, probably. You know, it's gone from one extreme to another.
You seem a bit black. What did you make of today?
I'm disappointed with the results. I thought we were going to sneak it. Anana, I don't know what to say.
It's a bad challenge. You know, no, it's not a challenge. And I say it's like Wolves. You don't get away with it.
You don't get away with that. You know, that's...
Have your family enjoyed it?
They have. They have. Obviously...
You want to win.
We want to win, but, you know, it's been a great thing. Yeah.
Final thoughts, Dan. I've got to go.
I'm off for another beer.
Cheers, Dan.
But, to be fair, we're not good enough. You know, around the pitch, we're not good enough. It wasn't for lack of trying today. I think Bruno had a bit of an off day with some of his passing. But, you know, him having a bit of an off day and us not functioning, it's not a good sign. I don't think we have enough quality.
How do we win a cup final?
I don't know. I think if we get Martinez back and Shaw back and they get a couple of games under their belt.
They need a couple of games.
Yeah, get a couple of games under their belt. And, you know, we have a... You know, I have to give... I haven't been a fan of Anthony in recent times, but I have to give him credit today.
He tried.
And he tried. He did a lot of covering.
And
you know.
He did that in the first season quite well, but I don't know. But, there's a lot of drum places.
Yeah, we're not good enough. I mean, Hoyland is a striker of the future, unfortunately.
But when you get back home to New York, I presume you'll plan the next trip.
I'll try and plan the next trip.
So we're gluttons for punishment.
Absolutely. I mean, the problem is just trying to make sure you get tickets, right? I find it frustrating in the Premier League they don't announce the fixtures until 2 or 3 weeks out. Like, in American sports, you know, they're months out, and they rarely change them. So I think that would be helpful for the travelling fans at least, but even for you guys, I mean, you know, 3 weeks out trying to plan something, you know, we can tell, you know, what baseball game we're going to go to in September now, because it's already out there and they don't change it. So I think they've got to do something about that. I love the ceremony before the game with the older fans or whatever and the team picture. That was class.
And one word to sum up your trip to see two games. We won one and we're unbeaten.
Look, I look back at this with very fond memories, absolute fond memories. And, you know, I was trying to convince myself that, you know, if we drew in person, it wouldn't feel as bad because at least I could get my shouting out. But it feels as bad as ever.
In person is watching at home.
But, you know, look, part of it is the experience and, you know, meeting people like you, Barney, and just walking down Sir Musby down Warwick Road and Sir Matt Busby Way and all that. You know, that's special, and, you know, the result is a result, and it's great to see, you know, the amount of fans that turned up today and that, you know, the tradition has been carried on. So
cheers, mate.
No worries, Barney.